First of all, Chantal, give us a sense what it meant to win, to play second at the Strongman Corp Canadian Championship. What did it mean to do that?
Actually meant a lot to me because, you know, we've been working hard for a couple of years just to train, and I didn't think I would even make it to Nationals this year. So that was a big thing. And I went there thinking I'm just going to do my best, give everything I've got and see where it takes me. And I made the podium. So that was pretty significant. I'm pretty proud of myself for that, and couldn't be happier.
Tell us a little bit about just the different events that they had for the strong person or the strong man. What did you have to do?
So there's always five events. Every competition, there's five events. The first one was the ascending log. So they started the log at a certain weight, and then they add 10 pounds, and you got to lift it as many times as you can in 90 seconds. So my log started at 130 pounds, and they were adding, and I made it all the way to 170 pounds overhead in 90 seconds. So that was the first event. The second event was a arm-over-arm pull. So you pull something that's about 50 feet away, and then you run, you grab it, you pull it back within an amount of seconds. So I'm not sure what the weight was on that. We were pulling lobster cages. They were pretty heavy. So I did that in about 25 seconds. And then there was the deadlift, which was a car deadlift, but ours was actually, again, lobster cages. There were, I think lobster cages weighed about 140 pounds each, and there were seven of them on there. So I was able to lift that about six times. And then we had the sandbag run. So where you pick up a sandbag and you run with it for 50 feet, pick up another one, run again, pick up another one, run again, wow. All that for as fast as you can within the 60 seconds. And the last one was our Atlas stones, which are big cement stones that you grab from the floor, and then you got to put them on a platform. So there's five of them with the weight increasing, and you have to do them all within 60 seconds.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. Talk about why did you first get involved in this, and when you see a person like Maxime Boudreau, who's one of your coaches, do this and represent Kapuskasing and not only Canada in this, pretty amazing stuff.
Yeah. So I started training, I guess, quite a few years ago, and I was trying to figure out where to go, you know, what my passion would be. And I love strength training, and I was doing that. And one day Maxime was here in Kapuskasing, and they were doing a show in front of the arena. And his fiance, Sam Béliveau, was there, and she was doing the circus dumbbell. And I was looking at them and looking at her, and she kind of really inspired me in that moment. And I thought, you know what, if she can do it, I mean, I can do it too, you know, or I can try. So I reached out to her and I asked her if she did any coaching. So, and she did, yeah. So I started training with her, and she's been my coach ever since, which was about five years ago, I guess. And so she was just coaching. At first, I wasn't doing any competition. And then she's the one who kind of pushed me, and she says, okay, you know, you've been doing this for a couple of years now, so choose a competition and go. And I was like, what? You know, she's like, you're ready. So I did. And so I've been competing now for about 2.5 years.
Wonderful, wonderful. So you've had a chance now. You've got an opportunity to go to a world championship, so to speak, World Invitational in Wisconsin in December. What does that mean? You said you just got asked to go to it.
Yes. So when you do the podium at the national championship, now being the second strongest in Canada, you get an invitation to represent Canada on an international level, which is called the Official Strongman Games, which will be in December of 2025. I'm not sure yet. I just got the invitation now, so that's just kind of sinking in now and what that means. That's going to be over probably around 500 athletes all around the world. That's going to be pretty big. And so there's a mixture of professional athletes and amateur athletes. So I'm still in shock about that, just trying to figure out what I'm going to do now and see if I'm actually going to go ahead and compete.
When you talk... pretty inspiring when you get, you said there was 8 ladies in this national championship. What was that like to see them all compete? Did you kind of almost have like a sisterhood, so to speak, when you all were together, kind of encouraging people along? Was it very inspiring to see so many together?
Yes, it is. My division, we're women that are 40 and over. So most of them, most of us are pretty much older than everybody else that's there. So we kind of get together and we train together all year. So we kind of know each other. And some of them actually at the national level from other provinces that we didn't know. So we kind of get together. And yes, it, we do form like a sisterhood, and we keep in contact. So and that's the thing about strongman is everybody encourages everybody. Everybody's there to cheer about for everybody. So we're happy whoever wins, you know, we're just, and you create those bonds and friendships that last forever. And we keep in contact all year now and make plans for, you know, the official strongman games or the next competition we'll do. And so, yes, it's very special. It's like a big family.
Talk about the training that you do for this.
Well, leading up to nationals, I was training about 14 hours a week. It's almost 7 days a week, maybe one or two rest days in there, 2 hours a day. It's a lot of training. So you got to really love what you do. But I have an amazing team here in CAP. I train at the Rock Box CrossFit gym. We've got our own strongman club, which is called SMAC, which is a strongman athletic club in Kapuskasing. So anybody that wanted to come and join us or kind of see what it's all about, we have a really good group here. So it makes it a lot more fun and a lot more easier to train those long hours.
So what's the goal for all this? What do you hope to accomplish when all is said and done?
My goal was to be a really strong grandma, as I'm a grandmother of two now. And, you know, just keeping, being healthy. And we all know that, you know, working and being having your family, it's hard to find time to go to the gym and to keep being motivated to go. And I find that competing gives me that reason to hit the gym because I know I've got a competition coming up. And I need to be in that gym. So it just gives me a reason to stay healthy. And at the same time, like I'm making all these friends. It's a big family. We have so much fun. And I'm staying healthy.
So what do the kids think of all this and the grandkids?
Well, they're saying my grandma's stronger than your grandma. No, they're pretty proud, actually. My daughter, who is now 24, she started Strongman as well. So she's just following into my footsteps now. And so she started competing as well. So that's pretty, it's pretty nice to see that, you know, I'm inspiring my children, first of all, and other, and I hope I inspire other people in the community to join and just get healthier.
What's it like to work out with your daughter? Has that been a lot of fun? Or?
That's been the most special because now we travel together. We actually have a competition coming up next weekend and we're going together. So that's the most, I think that's the most rewarding thing is being able to spend time together doing something we love.
Wonderful. Anything else you want to mention or add? Or?
Well, you know, if anybody wants to come and join us at the Rock Box CrossFit, and we're there every Monday and Wednesday nights from 6:30 to almost 8 o'clock. Anybody can just come and check it out and see what we're all about, and maybe you'll get inspired and want to join us.